If I was born naked, with my weeping coupled to the pupil and the blunt lacrimal as bed of stupid sobs which lock up offshore disillusions, longing feelings, if I was born again and confront the emotions that arise from the human heart, passions, yearnings, joys. If I was swayed in the arms of young women, midwives of multiple smiles and men who hide in their thoughts occult pleasures and show off to the sun of midday skin-deep lullabies and nicotine smiles and pieces of the God in which they don't believe. I swear to you, I wouldn't be born again. From the outline of the Virgin Mary or the dome of the God in which I believe, I would be born again instead, maybe. From the fertile oval of a mortal being, from an average man who could resign himself like a Jew, I would be born again, being human to be who I am, and so be eager for the positions of the brother. Was it for his money, king? Was it for his honesty, commoner? I would rummage from the belly of my mother the writings of the Messiah, no delay, the true writings. Those who tell the secret of living men, and those who know. This frontier surpassed, where blood cools body, I would cross the river wide, Red Sea of Catholic men, to be not yet prophet, no bishop, no carpenter's apprentice, no. To be disciple of God, of the God of oblivion, not your God. I was born again. Tread on earth again, display of an atheist world with shiny shoes, and will not boast sandals. I will not, nor sweat would cover my face. But shame on those who would feel my tunic or listen to my prayers. I would not look at their face, even if the sun was brightening them. I would direct my steps to the shadow of a cross. To no avail, I rummage through the writings, the true writings, where they told us there was a Christ, Son of the God of your people, much beloved by men, much loved. Indeed, I believe it. Don't ask me help if I was born again. Within his chambers, this is what you will get from the bastard son of the oblivion's God.